Oh, we were talking about diseases in the joints a minute ago, and you said if you had one, it might be called...
rheumatism or arthritis.
All right. What would you call a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat? And this is kind of an old disease.
Laryngitis.
This is even worse. Around World War I, and thereafter, they used to give people tests to make and shots to make sure they didn't get it. Starts with a D. Diphtheria. Yeah, diphtheria. That used to be pretty serious.
Yeah.
But you don't hear too much of that now. What do you call a disease that makes you yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
A disease, it's not really a disease, but when you have to have your appendix taken out, you would say that you have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
A person should eat something that didn't agree with him. If it wouldn't stay down, you would say he had to...
vomit.
Is there anything else you might call it?
ERP.
A person who, well, that might be a term that I was thinking of. A person who had to throw up, and a term that you might use if you weren't trying to be fancy with it would be something like maybe ERP. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence and he was doing what? If it was really a bad...
throwing up.
And it was a really bad case.
He'd be throwing up.
Okay. If a person vomited, he was sick...
on his stomach.
All right. She's hardly got the news. She had hardly got the news when she came right over...
and told it.
All right. If a person had some news to give you, you might say, she came over...
and told me.
Or she came over for, in order to tell me the news. So how would you put that if you were telling somebody about it?
She came over and told me all the news.
If you say he doesn't come and you're talking about being disappointed, you might say, if he doesn't come, I...
sure will be disappointed.
If you both are going to be glad to see me, you might say, we...
are glad.
Or if you're trying to show...
we'll be glad.
All right. We what then?
We'll be glad.
We'll be glad. If you're talking to someone, you may say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to do what if you're talking to a child? I'm going...
spank you. Punish you.
All right. I'm going to... how would you say that?
I will punish you.
Using the word going, how would you say
that? I'm going to spank you.
What if you had this part to say? I'm going to have... how would you say it?
To punish you.
All right. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say he's what?
Dating her.
All right. If it's not really, really serious yet, you might say he's...
playing around.
But if it's very, very serious, you might say he's...
courting her.
Okay, what are some other words that you might have used back when you were coming up besides courting?
He's serious about her. Or I believe he's serious about her. Something like that.
Let me mention a few and see if any of these sound familiar. They may not. Sparking, going with, walking out with.
Sparking was the main one.
What did that mean?
Man, he was going with her.
Just
sparking, playing up to her.
Uh-huh, trying to catch her.
Yeah.
If he really liked her, did you ever use the term like sweet on someone?
Yeah, I've heard it.
But did you use it when you were growing up?
I've heard it when I was growing up.
The area that you lived in? If a girl is getting ready to go out with this young man, she's putting on her best dress and so forth, her little brother may say, she's fixing up for her...
feller.
Would you use any other term besides fellow or date to show that it's her...
beau.
Her beau?